Happiness is a universal pursuit, yet achieving and maintaining it can sometimes feel elusive. In a world filled with stress, obligations, and challenges, understanding the science behind happiness and learning how to boost your mood naturally can make a significant difference in your overall well-being. In this episode, we'll explore the factors that influence happiness, the role of neurotransmitters, and practical strategies for increasing your happiness without relying on external substances. We'll also share insights from famous figures who have found ways to cultivate happiness in their lives. Welcome back to Health Square, where we explore the health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the science of happiness. Happiness isn't just a fleeting emotion. It's a state of being that can significantly impact your mental, physical, and emotional health. But what exactly makes us happy, and how can we enhance our happiness in ways that are both natural and sustainable? The science behind happiness, understanding your brain's chemistry. At its core, happiness is influenced by a complex interplay of chemicals in your brain. Neurotransmitters such as serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, and endorphins play crucial roles in regulating mood, emotions, and feelings of pleasure and satisfaction. Serotonin, often referred to as the feel-good hormone, is closely linked to mood regulation. Higher levels of serotonin are associated with feelings of happiness and well-being, while lower levels are linked to depression and anxiety. One of the most natural ways to boost serotonin is through exposure to sunlight. Spending time outdoors, especially in the morning, can help increase serotonin production, improving your mood throughout the day. Dopamine, known as the reward neurotransmitter, is responsible for the feelings of pleasure and satisfaction we experience when we achieve something. It's the chemical that makes you feel good after completing a task, eating your favorite meal, or engaging in activities you enjoy. Engaging in hobbies, setting small goals, and celebrating your achievements, no matter how minor, can help increase dopamine levels. For instance, comedian Jim Carrey, who has openly discussed his struggles with depression, credits his improvement to understanding how his brain works and learning how to boost his mood naturally. Carrey has mentioned the importance of exercise, meditation, and surrounding himself with positive influences as key factors in maintaining his happiness. Oxytocin, sometimes called the love hormone, is associated with social bonding and relationships. It's released during physical touch, such as hugging, holding hands, or even petting a dog. Positive social interactions, spending time with loved ones, and practicing kindness can all increase oxytocin levels, fostering feelings of connection and happiness. Endorphins, the body's natural painkillers, are released during activities like exercise, laughter, and even eating spicy food. These chemicals help reduce pain and stress while boosting feelings of euphoria. The runner's high that athletes often describe is a result of endorphin release during intense physical activity. Natural ways to boost your mood. Boosting your mood naturally involves making lifestyle choices that enhance the production of these neurotransmitters, helping you feel happier and more balanced. Here are some effective strategies. 1. Exercise regularly. Physical activity is one of the most powerful natural mood boosters. Exercise stimulates the production of endorphins, serotonin, and dopamine, all of which contribute to feelings of happiness. Whether it's going for a run, practicing yoga, or taking a brisk walk, regular exercise can have a profound impact on your mood. Famous figures like Dwayne The Rock Johnson swear by the power of exercise for maintaining happiness. Johnson often shares how his daily workouts not only keep him physically fit, but also help him stay mentally strong and positive. 2. Practice gratitude. Gratitude has been shown to significantly increase happiness and well-being. Taking time each day to reflect on the things you're thankful for can shift your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant in your life. Keeping a gratitude journal, where you write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, can be a simple yet powerful way to cultivate happiness. Oprah Winfrey, one of the most influential media figures, has long advocated for the practice of gratitude. She attributes much of her happiness to regularly acknowledging and appreciating the positive aspects of her life, no matter how small. 3. Connect with others. Social connections are crucial for happiness. Spending time with friends and family, participating in social activities, and building strong relationships can boost oxytocin levels, enhancing your overall sense of well-being. Even a simple act of kindness, like smiling at a stranger or offering a compliment, can make you feel happier. Actor and philanthropist Hugh Jackman emphasizes the importance of relationships in maintaining happiness. Jackman often speaks about how his family and close friends are his greatest sources of joy, and how prioritizing these relationships has helped him stay grounded and happy despite the pressures of fame. 4. Engage in mindfulness and meditation. Mindfulness practices such as meditation can help reduce stress, increase self-awareness, and improve emotional regulation. By focusing on the present moment and accepting it without judgment, mindfulness can enhance your overall happiness and mental clarity. Singer and songwriter Alanis Morissette has credited mindfulness and meditation with helping her find peace and happiness. After years of struggling with anxiety and depression, Morissette discovered that mindfulness practices allowed her to reconnect with herself and cultivate a deeper sense of joy. 5. Get enough sleep. Sleep is essential for mood regulation and overall health. Poor sleep can lead to irritability, mood swings, and increased stress, while adequate sleep can improve your emotional resilience and happiness. Establishing a regular sleep routine and creating a sleep-friendly environment can help ensure you get the rest you need. Basketball legend LeBron James has spoken about the critical role sleep plays in his performance and well-being. James prioritizes sleep as part of his overall wellness strategy, understanding that quality rest is key to maintaining both physical and mental health. 6. Eat a balanced diet. What you eat can have a significant impact on your mood. A diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins can support the production of neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine. Omega-3 fatty acids, found in fish and flax seeds, have also been shown to boost mood and reduce symptoms of depression. Tom Brady, the renowned NFL quarterback, follows a strict diet focused on whole, nutrient-dense foods. Brady believes that his diet not only fuels his athletic performance, but also contributes to his overall happiness and mental clarity. Myths about happiness. There are several myths about happiness that can lead to misconceptions and unrealistic expectations. One common myth is that happiness is a destination, a state you reach once you've achieved certain goals, such as wealth, success, or a perfect relationship. In reality, happiness is more about the journey than the destination. It's about finding joy in the present moment and cultivating habits that support long-term well-being. Another myth is that happiness is dependent on external circumstances. While external factors can influence your mood, true happiness comes from within and is shaped by your mindset, choices, and actions. Celebrities like Jim Carrey and Oprah Winfrey have emphasized that happiness is not about external success, but about inner peace and self-acceptance. Conclusion: cultivating lasting happiness. Happiness is a multifaceted experience influenced by a combination of biological, psychological, and social factors. By understanding the science behind happiness and adopting natural strategies to boost your mood, you can create a life filled with more joy, contentment, and well-being. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the science of happiness and how to boost your mood naturally. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, happiness is not just a fleeting emotion, it's a state of being that you can nurture and grow over time. Until next time, take care.